Parshat Metzora. I'm titling this Dvar Torah, Trivial Details. This is the most difficult, these two parshiot, Tazri and Metzora, to develop, to create a drasha sermon. The Metzora, who's the main topic here in these two parshiot, so it's because of Lashon Hara. And then the drashot that mostly you see are drashas in writing. They talk about Lashon Hara. But very little to say directly about all of the details of what is a Metzora. Where the Tzarat is found. White hair, yellow hair, indented, bulging. The Kohen is in, the Kohen is out. And basically, who cares? And that reminds me of the Rabbeim that could tell their colleagues. I gave a shiur to a high school class, and a geshmaka shiur, bright kids, nice kids, paying attention. And I explained to them, machloket, Rashi and Tosfot, give them a svara, that Rashi holds this, and Tosfot holds that, and Rashi has arrived from this, and Tosfot's question you could answer this way, and so on and so forth. And I have all the didactics, everything cold. And when I finish, I turn to the Talmidim, do you have any questions? And a boy raises his hand, he says, Rebbe, who is right? Rashi or Tosfot? And I don't care who's wrong or who's right. I want you to understand the two deyot. And it's difficult for the Talmud to comprehend that. The Gemara Sanhedrin, the Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, brings down the three parshiot about Ben Sora and Moreh, and the Ir Nidachat, and our parsha about Abaya Tamanuga, the leprosy or whatever it might be found in the house. And the Gemara comes to a conclusion that drosh ukabil schar. Study it, even though perhaps it never happened in history. Not the Ben Sora Mora, not the Arni Dachat, and not the Mitzora. Drosh, learn it in detail, and you'll be rewarded for the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. My son Yishai and I are learning every evening, five evenings a week. We learn Mishnayot, and we're finishing the end of Masechet, the Mishnayot Kinim, which has to deal basically with birds. Ending Seder Kochim. And the Mishnayot are so difficult. There's permutations, there's computations. And after you get down a number of the fundamental axioms, fine. But then you go scenario upon scenario, variations upon variations. And each step demands of the student total, complete concentration to calculate all of the possibilities. And subconsciously comes the agnostic question. Who cares why the minute, small, and seemingly minor details? It's challenging, but sounds like mental gymnastics. And the answer is, Torah is the study of details. It's to stimulate, to appeal, to lead to the highest regards to Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebal Peh. You sit, now we're preparing for the Seder, Seder Lel Pesach, and one of the questions that's raised is, we quote Rabbi Gamliel, and we mention Pesach, Matzah, and Moror. So now we're after the Churban, Why do we talk about Pesach? Matzah morah, I understand we're eating matzah and morah tonight. But Pesach we're not. So the answers are, it's faith, hope for the future, or neshama parmes fatenu, and it's by learning or mentioning the Korban Pesach, it's equivalent to being makriv and eating of the Korban Pesach. And I'd like to say that simply, and I think the Rav expresses this in his Haggadah, the Seder night is fundamentally Talmud Torah. We link up to the greatness and the Kedusha of Talmud Torah by studying Torah above and beyond its practical implementation. Korban Pesach doesn't exist today. But that doesn't say it's second rate in terms of matzah and morah. They all are important. And it becomes obvious that the story of the greatest rabbis of the Talmud sitting in Bnei Brak and studying the entire night following the Seder has a lesson to transmit to us. It's a very important lesson. But I'd like to read a few sentences of the Rav in Mesora Tarav on this week's Parsha Davki Mitzora, Perik Yudalit, Pasuk Lamed Hey. And this comes from one of his famous books, The Halachic Man. The Halachic Man is not at all grieved by the fact that many ideal constructions have never been and never will be actualized. What difference does it make whether the idolatrous city, Yirni Dachat, the leprous house, Bayit HaManuga, and the rebellious son, the Ben Sora Morer, existed or didn't exist in the past, will exist or won't exist in the future? The theoretical halacha, not the practical decision, the ideal creation, not the empirical one, represent the longing of halachic man. Halachic man engages in theoretical discussion and debate concerning the subjects of sacrifices and purity, korbanot and tarot, plumbing the depths of those concepts, the laws and distinctions, with the same seriousness that he investigates and searches out the laws of aguna, a plaintiff and defendant, and forbidden foods. This stance has been a fundamental characteristic of halachics from time immemorial. The foundations, as we say, the yesoda yesodot, and the pillar of halachic thought is not the practical ruling, but the determination of theoretical halacha. And that is the sitting in Bnei Brak of all the great Tanoim. And let us realize that the supreme value of Talmud Torah, of students of Torah on all levels, not only Arba Bonim, the four sons, but also the greatest of Torah minds and scholarship, that they study Torah, its greatness. And let's join the club. Membership is open to all.